There's a growing number of us out there. Some switch sides out of frustration with a bureaucratic chokehold, others in hopes of a bigger paycheck. Former colleagues joke that we're on the dark side now. Our new teammates say we've left it. After several years as a prosecutor, I became a criminal defense attorney. What struck me, however, is how differently I now view the same set of facts. What you see, it turns out, depends on where you sit. Years ago, as a 25-year-old deputy district attorney, I had more power than the average CEO, and I was overwhelmed with righteousness. I was throwing bad guys in jail. I was on my way to becoming Jack McCoy, and no one could say I did it for the money. The rhetoric I'd hear from defense attorneys, well, it all sounded the same. Tragic childhood, addicted to drugs, all a misunderstanding. The uncomfortable secret is it's almost unavoidable for a prosecutor with an overwhelming caseload not to tune out the pleas for leniency. Day after day, you hear deal after deal, cops breathing down your neck. It's all very respectable. But along the way, my vision became blurred by red tape. I was a captive of the government's agenda, and the pursuit of justice went only as far as a shrinking budget. Frustration got the better of righteousness, and so I switched to the Matlock role and began to see that not everyone who commits a crime is a bad person. Not even everyone charged as guilty. It became clear that personal histories do matter, and that not everyone deserves to be treated the same. Some deserve a break, while others have exhausted their good behavior credits. Being on the opposite side of the red tape is also frustrating, in a different way. It feels more unjust, makes you want to fight harder. What I've come to realize is that adversarial ideologies can coexist. Both jobs are tough. Being a prosecutor is commendable, often rewarding, and underappreciated. As a criminal defense attorney, I carry the weight of my clients' fears and anxieties, but reap the rewards of their appreciation. And hopefully in the tension between the two, the cause of justice is served. With a perspective, I'm Julia Majinski-Jane.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.